Hello, everybody. You're listening to Young and Clueless. I'm your host, Trisha Fernandez, and welcome. Guys, Kay, do you hear this? And now this. If you're listening in headphones, you know exactly what I'm talking about. My microphone's really cool, and I realized that I was listening to an episode of the pod, and I was, like, totally over here. And I don't know if many people realize it, but it's something that bugs me, so I'm gonna try to speak in the center. Okay, there are a few songs like that where, like, they kind of use the left and right microphones to, you know, add a little detail into their song. And once I was listening to this song, I don't quite remember which one, but like, they had two voices going on at the same time, and, like, one was in the right ear, one was in the left, and then they switched, and then they switched again, and then again. And I don't know, it's like small details like that kind of just get me going. Oh, I love it. I don't know, really digging deep into songs, whether it be about, like, the lyrics or the instruments, the melody, the harmony. Oh, I love listening to good harmonies too. And also, like, I mean, I know this is part of instruments, but, like, drums, ooh, I love it. Anyways, enough about that. How's everyone doing? No one can respond back to me, but just do if you're just listening to it. I'm still drowning in work. I know, I mean, if you listened to my last episode, I was drowning because I'm recording this in the same week. And yeah, I swear, when I have something to do that I don't want to do, I get so much other stuff done. It's ridiculous. I've been putting off, not putting off, I just don't think it's been the right time, like, to record my episodes. But the minute I have big assignments that are worth a lot and, like, just not of any interest to me, oh, here comes everything. I have an idea for the podcast logo. Guys, I know I've been saying that I wanted to revamp it and stuff for the longest time, but I had absolutely no ideas as to what I wanted for it, and now I do. Now I have a clear image. Now I just have to, like, I don't know, pitch it to a few friends and see if they want to help me with it, because, I don't know, I like getting different perspectives on things, and I trust my friends. But no, at the end of the day, I know what I want, so I'm really excited for it. Yeah, I also want to get back into, you know, posting on my Instagram, taking pictures, keeping it fun, doing all that kind of stuff, the quote-unquote influencer stuff. Not because I want to be an influencer. I mean, maybe, but, like, I don't know, I just want to learn about it, because I worked on the corporate side of marketing where we did, like, a few influencer campaigns, and I don't know, why not learn about how to do the other side of it as well? So, and I did a bit of it at the beginning of this year, and I kind of faded out during the summer just because I was out a lot and, you know, working and stuff like that. So, I don't know, it's time to get back into it, just having fun, because, okay, I always have this thing where I say I'm not, like, good at making outfits, and I wear the most basic things and blah, blah, blah. And I honestly, in the winter, I feel like wearing sweats all the time, and I don't feel like dressing up or putting on anything even remotely fitted. So, I don't know, this would give me the opportunity to do so. Like, I don't know, when you have to go out, I feel like I prioritize, like, my comfort or my, like, the environment I'm gonna be in and how I'm gonna be feeling, rather than, like, how I'm gonna be looking, which, I mean, is probably better because then I'm not constantly, like, uncomfortable wherever I am. But I don't know, I want to wear cute outfits, and I have so many clothes that I just don't get the opportunity to wear because, I don't know, I have nowhere to wear them. So, like, why not, you know, pick, this is the way I'm gonna do it, okay? I'm gonna pick a few items, which I've already kind of done, from my closet that I, you know, have no idea where to wear them or how to style them, and just make it a challenge for myself to create at least, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 outfits and stuff like that. And then, you know, the vision boards are alive. I'm looking at them right now and I'm super excited. I have all my inspiration of how I want, you know, things to look, how I want my life to be, where I want my podcast to be, and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, now I can only start working on it. It's true what they say, like, when you're bored or when you're so, like, not unhappy, but I'm not unhappy. It's just my life right now, if I analyze it and look at, like, all the different things, all the different people, all the different, like, things I do day to day and stuff like that, I can see what I'm happy with and what I'm not happy with, or, like, where I'd, things that could be better. Say my job, for instance, it's not where I want to be, but I mean, it'll do for now. It's paying the bills and, like, it's keeping me employed, keeps my benefits going, and keeps me busy from time to time. But yeah, of course, not where I want to be, but yeah, while I'm in school, this is helping. So yeah, the vision boards are coming, and now we just look forward to, like, different changes that will get me closer to where I want to be. And of course, that kind of stuff changes all the time. Like, I don't know, today I want my life to look like what my vision board looks like right now, and then maybe next year I have different ideas. Maybe, I don't know where I'm going to be honest. I don't know where I'm going to be in a few months. I don't know where I'm going to be New Year's. But I just hope I'm happy and, you know, always looking forward to things. Sometimes I think, okay, welcome to my brain, okay? So I'll be in a situation and I'm like, oh, I'm so unhappy. But then I feel like I complain a lot and stuff. And then I beat myself up about complaining because, you know, I'm scared that I'm going to get stuck at a job that I hate or blah, blah, blah. Or, like, I don't know, surrounded by people I don't like that I'm, like, constantly feeling, like, negative towards. But then it hits me and I'm like, wait, but that's kind of a good thing, because then I know I won't get comfortable in a job, or that, like, I won't continue to surround myself with people. Like, I think that feeling of ugh or like ew, like, nope, this isn't where I want to be. And I don't know, kind of like that fear of, like, being here, like, forever, kind of drives me to, you know, look for things that I actually do want and things that I actually, I don't know, could look forward to and stuff. But then I'm like, wait, but is that living out of fear and not, like, love? And is that good? But then I connect that to, guys, I'm doing more, like, research and, like, course connection to random things I read than in my actual classes and for my actual assignments. It's so funny. But I remember when I was doing some research on the law of, nope, was it the law of attraction? Or, sorry, it was like a knockoff, the law of attraction. I don't remember what it was, but it was like a short little excerpt, little thing, summary kind of thing. And I kind of got the gist of the book, but they were basically saying, like, first you go and list all the don'ts, all the things you don't like, and then you go reevaluate that list and change the don'ts, or, like, the negatives into positive, like, statements. So, like, I don't like my job could change into I'm excited for a new job more in my field, and then you gotta be specific for it, and then you gotta allow it to come to you. Yeah, and honestly, like, I guess it has to go that way. You gotta, like, I don't know, you can't always be happy, you can't always be comfortable in a place, because then there's it's stagnant, there's no growth, it gets boring. But, like, I don't know, you always have to, like, go through the tough times to come out even stronger. And of course, like, I feel like this is a known thing, but when you're really in like situations that feel like, ugh, I'm gonna be stuck here forever, or like, I don't wanna be comfortable here, that like drives you to then make changes or like think of what you actually want. But that's the key, thinking of actually, I mean, like trying to figure out what you actually want, what things you don't like, and then how to narrow it down or how to move in a different direction. Not, me and my friends always talk about this, but I'm like, not running away from something, but running towards something new or something else. And yeah, I just thought that was something cool. What else? Oh, yeah, okay, in the last episode, I was talking about coming up with different, like, or learning new hobbies and making new businesses and stuff like that. And, oh my god, I really want to start something. Like, now more than ever, I think. Actually, no, I've had a few little phases. But, yeah, now more than ever, I really want to start something of my own. I don't know what it... And I know that, like, business owners, entrepreneurs, they have a few different, like, business ventures before one of them gets successful. But why not start? Why not try? I'm super excited. I think, I'm excited for, like, the next chapter. I'm excited for 2023. This year has been one hell of a roller coaster. And, like, you have to, I don't know, we all have to kind of accept it for what it is, reflect on, like, what God, the universe, anyone's trying to tell us, and, I don't know, how we can go with the flow, and how we can evolve and grow from things that have happened to us this year. I don't know, I think it could be cool. I realized also when I go into things thinking, how can I make this fun for me? Things actually become fun because then your mind is actively looking for how can, like, things that will make it exciting and fun for you. So, yeah, there's my tip for the week. I think, okay, every time I have an episode, I'm going to come up with a tip or, yeah, like a challenge for everyone to kind of do for the week. And, I don't know, let's elevate our lives. Sorry, I'm just looking at this vision board. It's actually funny because one of the screenshots has a picture of my best friend in the corner because we were on FaceTime when I screenshotted it. But no, I don't know. Sometimes I'll sit here and I'll be like, how can I, like, grow? How can I evolve myself? I don't know if that's a normal thought, but, like, sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm over it. How do I have a glow up? And not just, like, physically, but, like, I don't know, in myself, how can I learn something new? What's there? And there always is something to learn and do. You just gotta be excited, you gotta live for the thrill, I guess. But yeah, this was an episode full of nothing. But again, oh my god, guys, aren't we so proud that I'm just recording? I don't know, we're just here for a chat, a little chit chat, because why not? And we'll see how the podcast grows and evolves from just me having chit chats. Maybe we have guests. I know I've said this before. I don't want to hear it. Okay, enough. But we will have it. Every time I'm sitting there thinking about my podcast, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with this person. Maybe I should carry my microphone. And then I never do. And I don't know why. And I'm like, wow, guys, we could have recorded a podcast this session, and everyone's like, yeah, I'm so down, let's do it. And I'm the only one holding myself back, so I don't want to hear it from me either. How can we make this fun for me, for us, for you? But that's all from me for this week. Okay, my challenge for you this week is to ask yourself, for anything you're not excited about, ask yourself, how can I make this fun for me? And then, I don't know, text me, comment on the podcast, DM me on Instagram. Also follow the podcast Instagram account at Young and Clueless Podcast with 2 T's. And yeah, DM me with anything. Honestly, at this point, anything. DM me with how the challenge worked for you this week. DM me with ideas for episodes you want to hear about. And so on and so forth. But for now, thank you for listening and have a great day.